are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
Yeah, we're live. We're live. Welcome back to our listeners. Yeah. I got guests. Plural. Yes, it's your girl, Star or Stella, whatever's clever. And today we are doing the last episode, just for now. And we're talking about intimacy. Introduce yourselves, whoever wants to go first. Ladies first. We do ladies first.
Peace. Ariana here. As Diggs. It is an honor still.
Yes. I'm so glad to have you up here, by the way. So glad. And we have also our male counterpart.
It is I, Shala, El Guapo Almighty. If you don't know by now, you'll be known. And yes, this is a vibe. I'm so glad to be back.
Yes, sir.
So glad to be returned to, you know, the podcast.
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know, he was just on with when we were speaking about the inner child and teens. So we're gonna kind of pick up there a little some deeper though.
Definitely.
Deeper. Where can I ask that? We are coming live from Yanni's porch, enjoying this nice, beautiful Saturday afternoon. You said where? Okay. This beautiful Saturday afternoon, like you said, vibes.
Vibes
galore. So, intimacy. Let's just jump into it, because I feel like we all got shit to say.
Yeah, I've experienced, you know, been through my experiences with that. Intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I deal with on a daily as well.
Yeah.
Like, pretty much, intimacy is something you come across. Right.
We all certainly experience intimacy daily. So, at least we all should. That should be our aim.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That should be our aim.
Most definitely so. What is your definition of intimacy? I'm gonna put you on the spot first. Yes,
my definition?
Yes.
My definition is pretty much, you know, being in tune with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Being in tune at the time of whatever's happening. It can be a conversation, it could be an activity, it can be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, having time with your family.
That's right.
Everyone in tune.
Yeah, and,
feeding off of each other. And, energy being bounced, reciprocated, and all of that. That's intimacy to me.
The things in between lines stuff.
Yes, definitely.
I definitely feel you. What about you, miss?
Yeah, I agree. It's so many different forms of intimacy, but I feel like a lot that we are taught, a lot of times when we hear intimacy, people automatically go towards sex.
Mm-hmm.
And intimacy
is so much more than sex. Yeah.
Sex is pretty much just the surface when it comes to intimacy.
Let them know. Let them know. Because
we can definitely experience in sexual exchange and not be intimate at all.
Yes. Just for pleasure.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
But to me, intimacy is, of course, into me, I see.
Alright, so wait, hold up, because you're about to go into my entire little explanation that I had already written down.
Okay, let me keep it short. So, intimacy, to me, is pretty much having that home within someone else. That vulnerability. Mm. That safe space. Mm. Period.
Mm-hmm. Damn. So, that is basically it.
Period.
As we are being intimate right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I love you.
I love you too.
Yes. this is a perfect example. In Sufism, what we're about to get into is called, I'm still working on the pronunciation, but it's called, I believe, is Sobet, which is basically having a more spiritual conversation about things, like, from a sacred perspective, though, you know, from a heart space perspective. Mm-hmm. So that kind of goes along into my definition of intimacy, which, again, is into me, I see. And what I wrote or whatever, because I was just trying to meditate the other day, and I ended up this writing about this, and I was like, oh, well, I guess I should just use this for the episode. And it's to reflect and get acquainted with the deeper parts of self, therefore getting to know the inner workings of what feeds and pleases us, mind, body, and soul.
Exactly.
All in between, on all levels of human experience. Similarly, being intimate with another requires willingness to accept, meet, and interact with them at the same depth that you meet yourself to.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think we're on the same page when it comes to that. I just wanted to get, like, a consensus definition or whatever, so that way there's no, you know, as we talk about it more.
No confusion.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There you go. You?
Yes.
So, oh man, I don't know where to start. So, okay, let's pick up. Last time, El Guapo was here. We were talking about a lot of some deep stuff when it comes to inner child and subconscious things.
Which we could have went on for days about.
We really... Like, that was the only part one. Oh,
like,
wait, there's more.
Listen, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
When it was over, I was like, no, keep going. Keep going.
I was like, we hit the 30-minute mark. I was like,
yeah. I think that one was about an hour and some change. I want to say, that was like one of the ones. Yep, that was a good one. And we definitely can. let's talk about how the subconscious plays a role in how we first deal with intimacy.
Mm.
I don't want to jump into my story time yet, but I'm gonna get to it. if you have any, as we talk, feel free, do the disclaimer. Oh, story time, whatever, it's fine. This is mine for me, considering the subconscious and its role in our just perception. Because when you think of intimacy and how we experience it, to me the first thing comes down to like our perceptions, and we are most perceivable through our many senses, but our more basic five senses, and how those are impacted, like from the time that we are, you know, fresh out the yoni, like for real.
Yeah.
So I think that's a nice little try service.
Yes, definitely. I think just service is so strong.
It is,
like,
very strong. It requires presence.
Yeah, presence.
And
I was just about to say that.
It involves attentiveness.
Yeah, exactly.
It involves, you know, being present. Present, mm-hmm. Definitely. You got to bring yourself, present yourself.
And it definitely takes acceptance to be able to provide some, or feel like you're giving some. You have to accept this, you know. The assessment of your, I guess, because to have service or be serviceable or whatever in a way, especially in terms of intimacy, I would think, like, basically, in terms of acceptance, like, that is a requirement to even be able to give,
mm-hmm.
like, an understanding, basically.
Yes, that's what
it provides understanding.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't really resolve a matter to have a service provided or whatever, however you look at someone, if you don't really understand what it is that's mm-hmm. even needed to begin with.
Yes. And so that all stems down from that blend. Understanding.
Yeah.
You only gonna know another as far as you know yourself.
So, yep.
Know that.
Yep. Come on with the facts. How far back how far back in our, like, natural, I guess, maturity do you think that we start to develop like our sexuality in general?
Oh, okay.
At a very early stage.
From a very early,
I say about, but you know, as you're going through.
Okay, let's go dig deeper. How old was it for you?
Okay, for me.
And I shall share too.
Okay, we can go there too. But what I see, I'm gonna just tell you from what I see, mm-hmm. and then I'm gonna get to me.
Because
you know, you see, you got. I know we all have little brothers, little nephews, and little nieces.
Mm-hmm.
And we see them grow up, and you start seeing what they interested in. Mm-hmm. And I've, from what I saw, man, it's like at the early ages of like 6, 7. You know, even at their playful age, they mm-hmm. still aware. They are aware of everything mm-hmm. they see.
Yeah.
You know, they see what we see.
Yeah.
And that plays a huge part in you know, preference wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And then as you get older, you start looking more into that preference, and you know.
But y'all know
start experimenting.
People feel like this is a touchy subject.
You gotta go there. Sorry, not sorry, bitch.
I just want to even say,
Spit it out.
If it's on the tongue,
get it out.
Go ahead and
this is a safe space.
I mean, I guess, like in a sense, I want to say from birth, like you it's innate.
I ain't want to go that far,
you
but you
know,
see
like you know,
exactly.
You know, a lot of times, like okay, you're talking about sexuality, but now I'm going to gender, like regular sex, like. Children, they aren't trying to get their dad's boob. Like, mm-hmm. they know mom is mom. Mom mm-hmm. has the boob. Mom mm-hmm. can. Mom is the one that can give me life. Like, mm-hmm. that's a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like you always know. Children, they'll come touch your butt, touch your, yeah. And again, they don't do that to men.
Yeah,
they're young.
Yeah, exactly.
They're young. I feel, I was about to go way into something. I was going to say, when you do start the experiment other ways and stuff, that's because other influences come into play.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. Ooh, absolutely. That was basically what I was going to say, because mm-hmm. It definitely starts from as early as you can. I mean, we're hella impressionable.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell even by the little things that, you know, make a baby tick. Based off of their own, you know, preset characteristics when they were born with. Like, you can tell what they were like. Mm-hmm. You can tell what they were like if they were, like, wearing a gray onesie rather than a green onesie over time. You can tell. Or, like, the green block over the blue block or something. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Like, so it's just it's the same with how they acknowledge our carnal, you know, our carnality in general. For real. You're born with that. Like, it's not like, you know, I don't know. I feel like when it comes down to, because I don't know, I think of, like, our energetic vortex or our chakras as, like, metaphysical body parts, basically. But when it comes down to all that extra shit, like, babies have that from, they're humans, too. Like, we all have everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Their bones might take a little longer to form, you know what I'm saying, compared to somebody who's fully grown already, but that's by default.
I was over here thinking about how, I worked in childcare, I work in a childcare center mm-hmm. as well, so mm-hmm. I have a lot of experience in what I see.
Definitely.
They're 1 year old. Soon as they're able to be mobile and to move, you may see them.
Come on with it.
They're laying on top of a ball, but they're rolling. They know what feels good to them. So sexuality is always there.
Exactly. You can't control what feels good to you.
Little Johnny, I don't like the way that looks. Can you get up?
Mm-hmm.
But they know what they're doing. They feel it. That's why they continue to do it.
Kids always know what they're doing.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. When I tell you, they are.
Yes, exactly.
Dumb little.
all the scents and sights and sounds and touches. All that stuff.
Thing shapes us.
Exactly, right? Yeah. And having been a childcare worker my damn self, I especially have seen firsthand how that plays a role in just our ability to just have intimate moments, like genuine intimate moments with other people, strangers or not. So
I've been very intimate with strangers.
Yeah.
Like, just off the strength of, they just needed to speak to someone. They just needed to speak to one, to someone, and like get it off their chest.
Yeah.
Like, that's that's something, that's therapy in a way.
Yeah.
Being intimate is therapeutic in so many ways.
Yeah.
Speak on
and
it.
We can speak on all the types of ways. My favorite way is, can I go, you know, my favorite type of intimacy?
You can, because that was going to come up anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would have to say, like, when it comes to, like, catering or just showing that, you know, that you care.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, coming to someone in need, that's, like, so dope. Like, so dope. How you can touch someone just by, you know, giving.
That's
a very intimate. I see that as being my favorite.
Yo, it's so funny you say that, because I actually read my horoscope today, and one of the things they had quoted a Sufi quote. Oh my god, I just realized that was a Sufi quote too.
Say word.
Yeah, like, and I got my book right here too. The alignment is real. But no, it was basically saying, this is like a Sufi, I don't know if you would call it a proverb, but to have your hand open to give is also to have your hand open to receive.
To receive, yes.
And I feel like that is perfect way, like, encapsulating what you were just saying, like, service, basically.
Can't just talk about it, you gotta be about it.
Move on it.
Live in it.
How do you feel about that? What is your, I guess, favorite aspect to intimacy?
Favorite aspect? Still bouncing off of what you said in the beginning, that how we're shaped from birth. Yes. What was the initial? It was an initial question, and I did want to say something on it.
The initial question?
She was just going off of what, you know, the aspect of just, you know, how we come out the womb and shape ourselves.
Way you could tie that into that, what he was just saying and what I was already talking about is from a young age, challenge question. From a young age, for you personally, what would you say is your most standout form of approaching or being approached with intimacy?
What do I like the most?
Yeah. That you just always have.
Okay, before I go into that, I got a question, because this makes me think of love languages in a sense.
Oh, what yes, that, think that, yes, thank you, because that I was waiting, I was, yes. Okay, see, what you, okay. No, because that was good, but after you were going to answer your question, that's what I was about to bring up. So, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to stick, intimacy-wise, yeah, it's all intimacy, but I guess my favorite form, I like all of it in one. I need every single aspect.
Aspect.
I need that closeness. Again, knowing that I have that safe space. I guess, okay. More so language and words. Knowing that I can come to you and express myself without being judged.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that I could be around you and be free without being judged.
Right.
I think that's huge.
Mm.
That is...
You know, us as beings, we can be very complicated. So just knowing that I can come to you with my complicated ass and everything is good.
Definitely.
Yes. Hell yeah. I definitely, so we got on one scale, we have service. And on the other, basically, I guess what you were saying is acceptance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Service and acceptance. Mm-hmm. What we have on the table right now. That's good. That's very strong starts here, people. What? We're like only like 10, 12 minutes in and shit. I live. So I just realized she took your car. I was gonna say, who just put your car? Oh snap. So excuse me. What is my favorite?
Yes, what is Stella's favorite? You seem to.
I would say. Presence is my.
Like time spent?
Well, yeah, that as well, but like, it's like. Attentiveness, whether that's through like, you know, verbal, nonverbal, physical, you know what I'm saying? Like all of it's just, you know, presence in general. I think that's been always been something like my siblings would call it, you know, always needing attention or whatever, being spoiled, but if that's all you gotta look at it to understand, then whatever, like I need that.
Get a bigger picture, like into me, I see.
I need to make some sort of painting for that as well.
It's real.
That's awesome.
Check.
Reflections.
Mm-hmm.
Reflections. Yeah. I feel like with me, I'm a type of person. I literally crave intimacy. Mm. Like I have to have it. I want it. I desire it. It has to be there.
It's a desire for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel fulfilled without intimacy.
Yeah, exactly.
Without intimacy, I mean.
I don't.
And that is, that's exactly why I wanted to start off where we started off as far as talking about, like, you know, just the inner child. And when we, you know, are first really little and getting all our fresh new experiences and stuff, because it has such a lasting impression on your preference,
mm-hmm.
and what actually, you know, pleases you and gives you those like positive hormones and everything for you to, you know, just have a good well-being.
Mm-hmm. You got something to do with how you're going to give it and how you're going to receive
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yep. Because from there, those experiences create your cybernetic settings psychologically, and as you get older, you either, you know, be default to those shits, or you have to correct them or change them how you need to.
Right.
But you have to know them.
If you never was shown, though, you wouldn't. You know,
exactly.
You have to be shown that, you know, at your development.
Talk about this shit.
At the development stage.
Because a lot of people never even experienced it, so that's hard for them to give.
Man,
it's hard for them to give.
And I've seen, you know, kids. They definitely need intimacy, number one. That's you know how important it is for them to be, you know, loved.
Yes.
Like, without that love,
yeah.
I know kids, man, that just out here and needing love, man, because they never been shown what to do.
The simplest form.
Yeah, that mogul or that person in their life isn't there.
It's
everyone needs that person that showed them intimacy.
Yeah. Creates the model, the mold for you.
There is a molder.
Yeah. Everybody's got their archetype. What? Yeah, please.
The
subconscious wouldn't be what it is without that. We get fed shit through that. Whatever. There's a whole theory on that, but I can't go into that in this episode. It's going to take a while. That's going to take a while. But all that shit is just hella important to even acknowledge, you know, for you on a personal level, then and plus, additionally, to be able to know how to translate what it means relating to other people, like, that's just only the beginning part. So, I really want to ask this question. So, I don't want to word this. I guess basically.
Almost exactly.
Yes.
And man.
Go ahead.
Dorothy, like, there's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. When we walk out the door, generally, we're looking for ourselves. We're looking for that home in other people.
Go ahead.
Let's go. I get faulted, I feel like, sometimes for wanting intimacy, for wanting someone to be close, for wanting that other person. People, oh, all you got to do is love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. I'm not on this earth by myself. What do you mean? I love myself. I'm not saying I don't love myself. That's why I want to love you too, because I love myself. Right. I need somebody else to show me that they can love me too.
That saying is so defective, because it's not like, I love myself enough. You can't tell, you ain't going to tell me.
Exactly.
How much like, I love
myself,
like,
what makes you think that?
I love every part of me, so I don't understand where that comes from.
I don't know why it seems like over. I don't know. Maybe it just became like some sort of social wave or just whatever that people just should or are soon to be like extremely insecure, like within self, and it's just like, for one, if you're not, why would you pretend? And two, if you are, then why would you just acquiesce to that? Like, and just be okay with it? Mm-hmm. It's not okay. You don't want to be a degenerate amongst yourself, your bloodline, your peers, you know what I'm saying? Your world in general. Like, so accepting yourself, acceptance. Your preference right there, you know what I'm saying? It always exactly it comes right back around.
Right back.
Oh my god.
And so, I think that's just it. Like, I accept myself so much, so when I get around somebody and I see that maybe they're guarded or I do something and they'll make a face or something, like, that don't make me feel good. I know that I accept myself, so I feel it when it's like you're not accepting of me.
Yeah, because you know that comes from a within place for them. That comes from their own.
People so broken.
Yeah.
I mean,
That intimacy. That's why you gotta be sturdy out
that
here.
That intimacy is missing. And, I think we all need to be more intimate with each other.
It is why I wanted to even do this episode.
Definitely wonders.
And why I even started the podcast, honestly, because I'm just like, niggas just need to get things off of their chests and just be completely confrontational, like, and not in, like, combative, but just confront, you know, whatever truths need to come up, because how are we supposed to evolve ourselves and each other if we're not even willing to have, like, a conversation or the openness? To just be presence.
Definitely.
It's I don't know. I think that, and that's, God, yeah, that's definitely why I always felt like that's my main thing growing up. Cause people just don't even be realizing when they're not even present with themselves and shit, and it's just like, oh man, dog. I hate it had to be you. Still love you though. Still.
And it's gotten so bad where people are looking for intimacy in the wrong places.
Yeah.
They're going places where they don't need to be. Putting themselves in a, you know, putting yourself in an environment where it's not aligned with yourself. And then it puts you in that place where, you know, you over here desperate for intimacy, and then that's when you can, you know, but be manipulated, like, and things like that, and that's where people get messed up at. When they're not really moving off of themselves.
Definitely. For sure.
Go ahead. End up coming into contact with all of these experiences that's not serving your higher good. So it's almost like a spiritual depletion in a sense. So yeah, you
not even like
start
it
to
is.
Feel very empty.
It is.
Because again, like you said, you searching all the wrong places.
In return, just dishing out your own, you know, dishing out the things that had your name on it that was meant for you to be your blessing. Because you'll never miss what's yours, but you can definitely sign away your own, you know, right to have it or to embrace it as what an experience, a feeling, whatever the case is, like, No. You gotta be attentive to shit like that. Know your what makes you tick for real. So you know how people treat you. Deepens intimacy.
You're gonna be like Janae Aiko.
What, triggered?
What? Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, that's an issue.
It's easier said than
definitely
done.
An
it
issue.
Is, but
the issue boundaries.
No.
But again, I feel like when it comes down to boundaries, it still falls down to that acceptance. Because if you accept me, then those boundaries are going to be there because you're going to understand.
Yeah.
You're going to be present.
You got, oh my gosh. Yeah, presence to even know what you gotta understand, and then the understanding what you can give. That's the math, y'all.
That's the math.
We just broke it down for you. Quick and easy. But for real, though. Wait, so, okay. There was a question.
I was just about to ask, is there another question?
Yeah. There is a few. There's like two more. And then we can just talk our shit, whatever, however. It doesn't matter. And then, you know, closing out. Got my little book over here. But the type of, like, intimacy and just, you know, presence. When you're just sharing, like, a space with someone or whatever. And, you know, you're in your own vortex or whatever. But still, like, you know, having, like, gentle but attentive, you know, interactions with each other, whatever, like, just, you know, like, I acknowledge you're here, but at the same time, we're just here type shit, like, I don't know, I'd always, like, to me, that is a very subtle, but significant form of showing presence, too, like, you just be, when you can just be.
Definitely.
Ooh.
Without no awkwardness, nothing
no
being
awkwardness.
Forced. Yeah, like you said, just being.
Yeah, I think that's one of mine.
Me, myself, I would have to say, like, as an example for me, you know, just, you know, running errands or doing, you know, going to stores and things like that. Doing things, we, you know, being productive together.
That's
a good one. Intimacy.
Yeah.
Doing
things together.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought I
saw
my kitty.
And being in synchronization, like, being
synchronized. Oh, yeah.
Without even, like, any effort,
you know.
Just, you know, just synchronization. Like, like, boom, we in sync. I ain't got to say nothing. I ain't even got to...
That knowing is there.
It's that understanding.
Extra intuition, yo. Yes. Yeah. Yo, so, oh man, that just brings me to this point I had thought of. And this, I don't really want to call it a belief or whatever, but I don't know. It's just something I began to accept, like.
Your own philosophy.
Yeah, basically. But I feel like it's still a kind of a standard one as well. But, like, around, I want to say, like, maybe around, like, 10th grade or whatever. Because I always, like, you know, everybody knows, Astro Ho for life. I don't care what anybody has to say about it. You know, it plays and has always played, like, a major role in just understanding how the universe works. Not even on some, like, label-less shit. So... there was that, and I, like, had found the old book that had started me off with that, and my sister had got, like, when she moved in with us. Anybody know, like, one of my sisters, she'd been with us for a few years when I was first born. But she ended up moving in with us when came to Virginia. And she had this book. It was, like, just a basic, like, astrology, like, compatibility, you know, little booklet.
Right.
With the little Cupid, you know, pictures and shit like that. That I had found it, and I was like, oh, shit. And I was already just, like, you know, getting more into my, you know, poetry and everything. And I just thought about it.
Yourself.
Yeah, basically. Basically. Pre-Stella. Ooh. But it was just the concept was just, like, you know, when you come into close contact, which I guess would be considered intimacy, with like another person or another soul, like it accelerates your rate of evolving through what you need to know as it pertains to those things, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then that's when I started to like really get into like, oh, there's like different kinds of soulmates and shit, which I touched on in the best friend episode. But like, it's, that's like real deal spiel right there. Like that, well, as far as my personal philosophy. But
yeah, we need to throw that out there.
What?
You do not have to, it don't have to be a romance intimacy. Intimacy comes in all shapes and forms. Y'all can be friends and be intimate.
Louder for the people in the back. The y'all ones can in be denial. Friends
and be intimate. Yes. Yeah. Some people don't even like the hug, but we say we friends.
It's not even what?
I mean, I get it though, because again, everything is for a reason. That stems down from something deep inside.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess again, that's where that acceptance comes back.
You exactly. I was just about to say, you know how to that acknowledge
acceptance,
you.
Yes, you, and respect
yep,
it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Same. One of my favorite quotes. Oh my god, it's from one of the stupidest movies. Have you seen The Interview?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think I've heard it.
Wait,
who was in it?
Oh, God. Two of those white comedians. Wait, is that smoking in it? I think it's so.
Oh, I think I saw
it. When they, like, basically, like, are trying to, like, play a big ass joke on what's his face.
Oh, you're talking about,
that runs China.
Oh, yeah,
the South Korea. Yeah.
Kim Jong. Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
That shit is hilarious. But there's this part where he's just like talking to somebody. I think one of the like soldiers or something. He's just like, same, different, but same. Like, I love it's the stupidest, corniest like quote, but it is so accurate at the same time.
Yeah,
like, because it was just so out of place in that particular moment of the movie. That's what made it like awkwardly funny. But it was just like, it's like same.
Same.
Different. Same. Ooh. But that definitely applies to my little philosophy.
That almost reminds me of like, yeah, you agree to disagree. We don't have to have the same ideologies or anything.
Nope.
But then again, that respect and acceptance comes into play.
Exactly.
So would you say you're intimate with every person you come in contact with, or just everyone you know, present yourself to?
I think I'm a pretty intimate person. I'm super nurturing, so I feel like
okay.
Oh God,
call me mommy. Or
camaraderie. Oh, shit. That just lit
out.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Did your spirit just be clear?
Wow.
Is it me?
But yeah, so I love any and everybody I come into contact with.
Mm-hmm.
Likewise.
Very much so. Very much so. Oh, man. That's...
How do y'all feel about... Because I always say that different people, like, bring out different things within us. And I feel like that can fall into play with, like, the different forms of intimacy.
Yes.
Maybe this person is intimate with you in this category. And then this other person is intimate with you in another category. And
most
again,
definitely.
What you're seeking, you know, you want what you want.
Yep.
So, you got
definitely.
These people providing for you. How do y'all feel?
I mean, are you asking, do we agree with that? Or
I guess so, yeah. Or just how do you feel about it? What you think?
Are you saying like you like to have like all types of?
I'm not saying I like to have anything. I'm just putting it out
as
there.
As far as like people bringing, you know, out different, you know, sides of you or things that you might desire within in general. That, like, I definitely feel like that. Yeah, that's very.
Okay.
That goes directly into having different levels of soulmateship.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
All
right. Like. your fucking parent can be a certain type of soulmate for you. You know what I'm saying? Your sibling, you know, the best friend you had when you was younger.
They are the
you know,
OG
the
soulmates.
Enemy that you had in middle school. You know what I'm saying? Just somebody that you signed up to learn a certain specific lesson with and just from an equal place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're dishing out what is you're both dishing out equal parts what's necessary for that whole karma to become more of a dharmic release, which is turning, you know, things into a in light of things. Like there's so many different lessons that you have to learn even a bigger lesson.
Yes.
Build up to that lesson.
This whole thing is a big experience.
You know what I'm saying? Oh my god,
we here to get those lessons.
Ooh, movie reference, Cloud Atlas, if you've never seen it, you must. You must.
What's the movie?
Cloud Atlas.
Okay.
I think I have it on my Twitter. I'm not sure. But yeah, oh man, that movie is great. I'm basically displaying that, like, it's just different lifetimes of, you know, general, I guess, souls or people or whatever. But in different parts of the world, in different time periods or whatever, but they all somehow, like, all their different lives, like, link in some way. Oh, go away. And that shit is mad. Come on. Mad dope. Like, it's got Halle Berry and Tom Hanks, and I forgot that Asian chick's name.
Some stars.
Yeah. And that one annoying dude that plays Agent Smith in The Matrix, he's in it too. Who else is in it? It's a really good movie though. But it's deep. It's low key deep. Right. It's a good movie. I recommend it if you wanna have a theatrical perspective on everything that we're talking about. It's definitely a good movie for that.
That's dope. Pulling out the bank. So we're going through the memory bank.
Low key, no. We touched on a lot here. I haven't heard this song in so long. Damn.
I forgot all about the music.
It's cool.
Yeah, I got it.
It's cool.
That's what happens when I'm touching on things that need silence.
Yeah. All we needed was nature in our voices.
Can I say? I feel like we need to stop being so afraid. That's what holds us back from being intimate. Because, of course, nobody likes to get hurt. Nobody likes to get hurt. But if you know everything is for a reason, just go. I always say if you feel something in your heart, do. Don't hold back.
Yeah, I feel you.
You don't have to be so afraid. Because then you're going to stop yourself from somebody that is going to open their arms and catch you.
Ooh, she is preaching to you motherfuckers. Ooh, tell them, sis. Oh, man. No.
We can't be afraid with love. Honest.
Yeah.
And then even at the end of the day, again, everything is a lesson. You're going to learn something.
You say when you always have a disposition of peace and acceptance, then you know you allow yourself to take all those types of experiences in stride and really, really get the most, you know, out of it, most fulfillment for yourself.
I like that perspective. Yeah. Where she was coming from.
Yeah.
But you can't really go into anything having you know, having fear in your heart.
Yeah.
Knowing that.
Mm-hmm. Let that go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something that, you know, it makes you stagnant.
Yeah.
And subconsciously, we don't even realize we even got that wall up.
Yeah.
And we just building it up higher and higher. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Without so you even always knowing. Gotta check yourself. Right. When you wreck yourself.
Talking to yourself is a number one mm-hmm. intimacy.
Yeah. Come on. Like, really hell yes.
That's like, it don't get more intimate than that.
Yes. Shit.
Sitting down with yourself.
Yeah. Like, even down to sensuality or sexuality too.
Mm-hmm.
What everybody knows if you never like even tried to figure out what you like physically, then how can you really even know who, you know, how to please somebody?
Facts.
What y'all out here doing? I've heard some horror stories, fam. Yo, I've heard some horror stories.
No.
Always ending up with just people unsatisfied. When they're one or both parties, and I'm just like, oh, my heart.
What's that? Why is that?
What do you mean?
What do you think that's the reason for?
People got blocks up, and mm-hmm. for one, don't know themselves. And thus, they induce themselves to be guarded or for them to attract, you know, situations where they just can't be themselves fully or have somebody that doesn't, you know, have the willpower to understand them. You know what I'm saying? That's when that shit happens. It's like, just hold up. Just wait, you know. Allow people to just really see you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because all of it is an exchange. Exactly. Even when you're engaging into, like, us talking right now, this is an exchange. We're exchanging energy. All of this is a form of energy. Yeah. So when it comes down to sex, imagine when that energy is being transferred in that way. Yes, when y'all are intimate, when y'all become connected, everything. When y'all are one.
Yes, is exchanging.
So that's when that beautiful experience really comes in. When y'all are able to be open and be intimate with
set
one another.
Set off that alchemy.
Set it off in his mouth.
Yes.
Release all of that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, touching on that, I mean, I can't see myself not being able to be intimate and do the, you know, have a exchange, you know, sexually with someone.
That's great. Because a lot of males don't feel like that.
Yeah, they don't. Oh, yes. So, yes. It's respect.
I go into it like, yo, if I, respect. You know, I can't really sit down with you after just for that. Like,
yeah, this is, ladies and gentlemen, come this on, is man. What you call a penis with standards.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait,
here we are.
Shout out, remember that podcast we listened to?
Oh, yes.
The Pussy Party Podcast.
Shout out to them, because they had
Whole vocab. Yes. They, like,
I was in my car rolling.
We would probably be presidential pussies and penis right now.
My shit is on a, you know, I put my drink on a shelf sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I find it's very not strange, necessary. But it's like, I don't know. Like, this is because dudes, man.
I mean, when
anything, like, really?
Speak on it.
I know.
Speak on it. Yeah.
Y'all just choose something to masturbate on. Like, that's what it is, really.
Basically, that's what
but
it's.
Come on, fellas. Like,
not,
y'all got me feeling bad.
Like, and it's the worst when a nigga on some level is like, you know exactly what the fuck kind of front you're putting up doing all this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, homie, just like you said, just masturbating with bitches. Like,
yo, see, that's foul. That's when. That's how I look at it. It's like, yo, it's no point.
Indeed.
Like, bro, go in the bathroom and look at a magazine, kid. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Pornhub is free.
Yeah, that's when You know, saying. But still, that's still.
Not saying
you know,
I endorse anything or
that. Still,
like, so much energy that. Swap that goes on because people are just. It's wow.
Ooh, child.
Yeah.
Ooh, hot topics. Hot topics.
In this area, it's so small.
Yo, I was just thinking man. That. Like, that's why. Yeah. Like, that's,
yo, hot topics. Pizza, I'm talking about from Portsmouth, Norfolk. Newport, all of that.
Hampton
Roads. Like,
it's like, they say the world in general is like 6 degrees of separation, but really out here it's like 3, 2. Like.
Did you really just.
Yes. Come on. Yeah. Okay, maybe 4. 3 to 4. But that's all you gotta do.
Huh? Choose partners wisely.
Yeah, I. And, ooh, yes.
You know. Just anyone I'm intimate with, I choose wisely.
Yes.
I can so sense much. When I can't be intimate with someone.
I can understand, though. That is something that we got to learn, being that what we're taught about it.
Right. Yeah.
From a young age. But, again, you gotta want to know better so you can seek and you can find. Mm-hmm. Do and be.
Yeah.
That'd you wouldn't know until you know.
That's
the issue. So much to learn when it comes to intimacy, I feel like, or to really just for people to overall just stay connected to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's what I was saying. Like our little what. our three-part, I guess, preference or whatever, like, that's really, honestly, really reflecting on it, like, the perfect way to approach it, like, you know what I'm saying, just to get a more evolutionary standpoint on yourself and intimate matters, like, and do the work from there as well. You know what I'm saying? Because there's also that, like, you can't avoid it. If there is some work for you to do when it comes to that, then just, it's best to just dive in completely. What was it? You got something to say?
I was just going to ask how y'all feel about being taught and teaching someone how to be intimate with you.
How do I feel about it?
Mm-hmm. So, is that something we should have to do? Is that something that we should do? Is it?
Yes.
Well, yes, but no.
I feel. Yes,
but no, you really ahead. Don't have to if you don't want to.
That, yeah.
If you don't want to, if basically. You feel the need to not. Then that means that's your intuition, like, you know, letting you know. You know, it's like an on and off switch.
That's interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I would say that.
I would say.
In a way. Or is that just my Gemini? that's just my Gemini.
But probably. Probably has something to do with that.
Hey.
I don't know. See, I wonder, like, when it comes to being intimate, do y'all feel like a person should already know? I mean, I guess not, because you say it's okay to teach.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you feel like, hey, is it going to, you know, get somewhere? Or you just want to, you know, move off of, you know, just move, go with the flow. I would say, yeah. How you see it?
The question was how we see, like,
teaching, yeah.
And even like being taught.
Actually, nothing wrong with it, as yeah. long as there again is the, you know, functioning willpower.
You're gonna receive.
Yeah, if you are willing, you know, especially if you already have the basic knowledge and like I'm willing to, you know, deepen my intimacy with you. Or whatever that I would say.
Excuse
Someone didn't obey the rule of phones off.
But the fact that it's plugged up to the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see that. Okay. I take it back.
Thank you. I listen.
Appreciate you. But I don't see anything wrong with that.
Okay.
You have to be willing, and you also have to. I feel like it takes also when you're willing to go there or whatever, or to be that, you know, receptive and giving to somebody like that, then you also like how did it just escape me just that fast? Wow. I hate when that shit happens. I'm mad.
They are definitely in tune with everything. It's like, oh, how we sense things, they sense. Mm-hmm. Their sense is just as bright as ours.
So. And then, yes, that's why I always tell people, like, especially when I was still working, like, a lot heavy in daycares and stuff and babysitting a lot. Right. And then people be like, I give you props or whatever. I'm just like, but, like, just think about it, though. Like, it's no different than you taking care of yourself.
Girl,
it's no different than you taking care of yourself. Like, how would you treat just another human being? They're just small.
You know, you wouldn't want somebody coming up to you and taking a tissue and rubbing your nose all hard. Yeah. Why are you doing that to this baby?
So how exactly?
Tearing your nose up.
Those are how us as big people to them do shit like that is especially those moments like when it becomes crucial to how they like receive.
This is how their love and then
the intimacy that comes in as they grow older, like. Mm-hmm.
Because they know you doing these things that don't feel good to them. But then at the end of the day, you putting them to bed talking about, I love you. So this becomes their ideal form of love.
Right.
That's what they know.
That's what it is. Yeah, it's that deep.
Right there.
It's that deep. For real.
Intimacy starts home, definitely. Mm. If you ain't intimate in the house.
So, what are some examples for y'all of, actual instances or whatever of intimacy not involving, like, sex?
Maybe.
Would you like to go?
Okay. Let me see.
Yeah, I could go real quick.
Okay.
Maybe like we sitting down, we watching a movie, and maybe you rubbing my leg the whole time. Like you just gently got your hand right there, right, and just you ain't even got to be rubbing me. Right. You're just touching me. You're just there.
Shit, that's my favorite.
Yes, 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 yes. That's a perfect example for real. I like definitely. Even just, and I seen somebody say it too, I was already writing about it, I don't know where that shit went though.
Right.
But, just like.
Try to hide. It all goes back to it, right?
Everything connects
to that.
Yeah.
I think every issue, you know, stems from intimacy.
Yeah, especially like interpersonally, like. Yeah. In all your relationships, like that's what you're confronting for real.
Yeah, every time.
Yeah, it's just something that I'm about to find a page.
Take my camera.
From the Sufi book, The Knowing Heart, A Sufi Path of Transformation. It's a very great book when it comes to just breaking it down, like terminology, just overall like concepts and themes of that path. Sufism is a more mystic side of Islam, and it's actually really, really deep and beautiful, honestly, for real. So I'm just gonna find one random page and see how it relates. So, actually, you pick a page. I'm gonna read it.
I can do the honors.
Yes, yes, yes. And then we will close out after that.
Hello.
We've got great stuff here.
How
you doing? Ooh, okay. Love's Universe. I'm gonna read this page right here. I do not really know if today's world is further from the truth than many civilizations that have perceived.
Yet so much
of what occupies our attention is a fiction, and through these fictions we live a life of delusion, of separation, of selfishness, of loneliness. Behind our sadness and anxiety is a simple lack of love, which translates into a lack of meaning and purpose. Unless we look with the eyes of love, we cannot see things as they are. We have searched for love in all the wrong places. Yo, we were just talking about this.
I just said that.
Okay. And building ourselves up and making ourselves more special, more perfect, more powerful. Love substitutes are driving the world. We strive after anything but love because love is so close to what, so close that we overlook it. One of the most painful experiences for any person is recognizing that the most human beings take themselves as the exclusive goal and center of their thoughts, feelings, and activities. It can be utterly terrifying for a sensitive soul to live in a world where everyone is so busy achieving his or her own goals and interests that real human needs are pushed aside or trampled in the process. That's some heavy real shit. And last thing, for most people, even love is primarily a form of desire, preference, or obsession. Love, in other words, has been confused with self-gratification.
Mm.
And for most people, spirituality is reduced to a way of feeling good about themselves. The diseases of self, once at least partially migrated or mitigated by the vaccinations of faith, are becoming more rampant.
That's wow.
That was so relevant.
Especially when I said, how people look at love like self-gratification, even spirituality, people forget that you gotta have those two sides. That entitles the all.
Come on.
So again, you cannot be afraid to fall and get hurt.
It's
all gonna be okay. Just trust in it. You ain't gonna do nothing but get right back up. It's all an experience. You gotta allow yourself to experience.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Unfold and just allow yourself to get deeper and deeper for you. It doesn't even have to be in a negative spiraling type of way, whatever.
Right.
Just,
take
things
as
you need to do balance. Yeah.
But you really, you elevate. We levitate and it's taking lessons. That's all we do.
It's always a level up.
I'll take levitating and lessons.
That was a perfect little transcription there.
I do not really know if today's world is further from the truth that many civilizations that have
You do so good though.
That whole thing.
Yeah, damn.
Wow. I mean, my favorite part is one of the most painful experiences for any person is recognizing that most human beings take themselves as the exclusive goal and center of their thoughts, feelings, and activities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like, if you can have the capacity to, you know, recognize in any way anybody in your life, like, is an extension of you or whatever, or, you know, that you can even relate to in some way that you feel, you know, just uplifted about, then you can't just think that everything that you do or even get attracted to or comes your way is just, you know, for you. It all touches on somebody else. It ripples out. Somehow, some way, whether you intentionally mean for it to or doesn't, like, it always does. somebody quitting a job, which we all have done, ripples out to, you know, who else was working there. Somebody who fucking forgets, I don't know, shit, if you forget to take out the trash or whatever, and then the next day is trash day, that has a ripple effect on, you know, shit, for one, getting messy.
Everything.
What if somebody run up and hit your fucking trash can? Now you're all this trash is blowing on your tree, and it's all yours. See?
That's an effect.
Like, I'm just saying. Like,
that's a wild scenario.
Like, it is. I know.
No, I'm saying, like, seeing that would be like, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a great example.
But it's true. Like,
yeah. We gotta understand that self is also you.
Yeah, like, you know. Oh my gosh.
You gotta look further than self.
Mm-hmm. Like, that's just a starting point. That's just a starter point. Like, it's never just that. Yeah. I thank you guys for being here and doing this. It means so much. Make me cry. Yeah,
I'm glad that I could. It was an amazing
experience.
It's always a pleasure. This was dope. Like you said from the beginning, the whole vibe. I love this.
Yeah.
And to be able to be in this intimate space with y'all, I thank y'all too.
Yes.
Just touched
me.
Yes.
I felt that.
Man.
Yes, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Always keeping it. Yeah, very, very grateful to have this moment. Just sharing, this is exactly why I, you know, wanted to create this. Exactly why.
Let me tell you, I need to dish some things out. I feel a little lighter. This was beautiful.
What? Likewise, what you mean?
Yeah, likewise.
Yes. I'm so appreciative. And I hope everybody listening, you know, had their own reflection points. And, you know, hopefully some laughs too. But I think we hit points that hit. I was just like, okay, yeah, we're going there.
Right.
Yeah. Let's do this. No, I'm all for it, though. Like I said, like I told you, it's meant to be a cathartic experience. Like, just something that you can, like, you know, take something away from it for yourself just by participating in it. That's what I mean. So, I am so grateful for everybody. And I can't say when I'm going to release the next episodes because this is, like, the last for a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But it's gonna be good.
You gonna add on to
it? Add on to what? The podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, stay tuned. Find out next episode. Okay, I'm not even gonna do it. I'm not even gonna do it. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Okay.
That was awesome. With a smile on my face.
That's
I can go throughout my day like satisfied completely.
Yeah.